You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello and welcome back to the Already Friends podcast. This is Kara.
And this is Allison.
Today we have a very fun topic. It feels very spring. It is ideas for getting your friends together. We compiled a fun list of unique ways to either have a girls' night or just a friend group night, whatever type of gathering you want to do. We've got some ideas for you guys.
Yes, and we're really excited to get into that. But of course, as always, we're going to do 15-20 minute catch up, share our peaks of the week, and then we will get into that topic.
Perfect. I am in St. Louis, just got back from a work trip. I was in Orlando for 3 days, just a quick little conference thing, but fun, kind of related to getting your friends together. Today, I'm literally home. So yesterday was Connor's birthday. Happy birthday, Connor. We had like a fun little day celebrating, and I'll save that for my peak of the week. But I'm literally home for 2 days, and then I'm leaving for a fun surprise engagement party tomorrow for my friend in Chicago. So this will come out after it has happened. So congratulations to Savannah and Alfredo. They just got engaged. And future me, I hope we're going to have a fun time. I think it's going to be a blast. I'm going down to Chicago. I'm taking the train 4 hours. I'll be there from like noon to five. And then I fly out at seven. So it's very quick, but it'll be so fun. But what I was saying is that my friend B is only in town today and tomorrow, and I'm basically only in town today. So, and she's really busy. It's her cousin's wedding today. And I was like, can I just tag along for your errands? So in the spirit of getting together friends and doing fun things, I literally just went with her to get her nails done. And I just sat there while she was getting her nails done. But it was so perfect because I feel like we talked about that on the show, like getting together with people and just like blending into what they're already doing is such a great way to see people. And I was so happy we got to catch up for an hour and we didn't have to go out of our way and like plan something that was high effort. It was just such a nice low effort hang. And it was so good to see B.
Okay, so I'm trying to piece your timeline together.
I'm sorry. There were so many different parts of that.
Yeah. Go in order. Tell us from last time we recorded to now.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know, honestly. I feel like I can't even piece together my life right now. What was last time I recorded?
Like a week and a half ago.
Oh my gosh. Was I at my grandma's house? Okay. Yeah. I was. Yeah. Oh my God. I've been doing laps around this country. That sounds so annoying. But like genuinely, I forgot that was the last time I recorded. I was in Philadelphia with my grandma, got home. Okay. Was home for like 3 days, left for Orlando, got back from Orlando. It was Connor's birthday, full day of Connor things. And then today I'm home for 24 hours. And then, yeah, because I can't post about it, but I am sneaking up to Chicago, taking the train. I was actually supposed to leave today. I was going to leave today and do a hotel collab tonight in Chicago and do like a gifted stay with this hotel. It didn't end up working out. Honestly, thank God, because even just having an extra day at home has been so necessary. I had no laundry done. I'm like, why did I think I could be home for literally 24 hours and leave again? And then, yeah, so then I'm going to Chicago 5 hours. Then I'm flying to Vegas for work, which will be fun. It'll be just 3 days in Vegas. I'll come home for a night. And then I'm going to Columbus, Ohio for work. And then from Columbus, I'm sorry, this is like just adding more. No one's going to be following this. So I am like boring you guys with the details. But Columbus, I'm going to Omaha. I have a friend's bridal shower in Omaha. And then I think I'm just going to get a rental car and drive back and stop in Kansas City. Because then it's my friend Hania's birthday. Guys, I'm on the longest little tour of the Midwest right now, but in a, I guess Vegas too, but then my traveling will be done. Which, that being said, we have a fun little style update for our episodes for the next couple weeks. Because I'm gonna be gone for like 10 days straight, Allison and I will be doing two solo episodes in the next couple weeks.
Yes, solo as in me plus a guest, and solo as in Kara plus a guest, or maybe solo if we are too busy to find a guest, but yes, probably us plus a guest. And then Kara and I will reconvene at the end of April for a What Would Your Bestie Do, which we haven't done in 2025 yet because we had our How to Thrive in 2025 series. So that will be our Q&A segment. So if you guys have any juicy questions that you've been wanting to ask us, go to our website, ourdefensepodcast.com, submit anything you want to say or ask about your life into the What Would Your Bestie Do page, and it's anonymous. So you can say whatever.
Yeah, we've had a few submissions trickle in over the last couple months, but I'm excited to see what you guys have going on that we can help out with. So that's my random, doesn't make any sense update, but I just threw it out all on the table for you guys. And again, congrats to Sav and Alfredo. I'm so excited to celebrate with them and see my friends in Chicago. And I'm so happy that I got to see my friend B, which she was one of my bridesmaids at my wedding. So it was good, like I said, just to get together. And I'm always down for an errand hang. Like, I'll go to the grocery store with you. I will go. I'll drop you off somewhere if you need a ride to the airport. Like, anything where I can just catch up with people and, like, these little nuggets. It's my jam. How about you? You've had a very, very busy week.
Yeah, I was also doing the tour of the Midwest, but just to Omaha.
Yeah.
I was originally, like, only going to go to Omaha for 4 days, but I extended my flight 2 days because the time just flies when I'm there. Last week, I was like, oh, going back to the U.S. reminds me of how much I appreciate my slow living in Tulum. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go back to the U.S. where everything is fast. And it was just that. Like, my whole week there was literally scheduled in like 30-minute time chunks in order to fit in workout classes, the shop, the big event that we were having. We had a staff party, seeing friends, seeing family. I had a few local gifted things to film, like at the red light therapy place, at Plank, at Power Life. So I had to make sure to go to those and film, still getting caught up on actually posting everything. But yeah, going to Omaha is always very full send, but good things. And the weather was supposed to be really nice. And so I was like, oh, it's fine. I just went with a backpack and like basically didn't take anything. I was like, I'll just get stuff when I get there. But it was really, really cold. And I just had the moped, which I want to say shout out and thank you to my friend Jessie. Not only did she let me stay the whole week I was there, and she's always such a wonderful host, she let me leave the moped in her garage for the entire winter. And her boyfriend is really good with, I don't even know if you would call it engines, but just mechanical things like that. Mm-hmm. And he got it tuned up after the winter because it was freezing and it was just basically outside. And so it wasn't running. So we had to get a new battery. We overnighted it on Amazon. It showed up the next day so I could have the moped for all of my errands in Omaha. But it was so cold. And I literally had a hives breakout on my whole body because my skin is like not used to being cold anymore.
Oh my God.
It looked horrible. And it was so hard not to itch it and mess with it. And then I got kind of sick because then on the day I flew back, my flight was at 5 a.m. and I was like up packing until like 1:30, had to get to the airport at 3. So I was kind of in bed like the day I got home back to Tulum because I had like my throat was on fire. I was exhausted. I had just been literally freezing. Like once I get the chills do not go away. And my body, I know it wasn't that cold. It was like 30, but after that's a 55 degree difference from my daily life here. Like my body was not prepared and I did not have the clothes for it. So that's, I feel like I sound a little, I don't know, scratchy because my nose has been running and stuff, but I'm on the up. I already immediately feel better. I like went and got cacao and golden milk and like sat in the sun and went for a walk here. And I'm like, oh, I can feel the life coming back into me. And I also got my PR packages that I had been having shipped to my mom's house and Jesse's in Omaha because getting mail in Mexico has been a challenge. And so that felt like my birthday kind of. I was like, wow, I feel like I'm getting more gifts than like for Christmas or something because it was just like a pile of packages. And one of them was this yoga mat. And I'm so excited about it, particularly because you can fold it.
Oh.
So I can travel with it. That's like why I wanted that one yoga mat so bad. It's from Oko. K.O. Living. Mm-hmm. And I never brought my other yoga mat, or I don't usually bring it traveling because, you know, they're like thick. You have to roll them and it would take up more space than a carry-on. And so I was really excited about the Oko Living mat because it's more like a rug, but you can fold it like a hot dog and then smaller so I could fit it in a small suitcase.
That's great. That's crazy that I've never heard of that until now, but that makes so much sense. Yoga mats are very not practical to transport.
No, exactly. And like with just with moped life, like I don't always want to have like a yoga mat like slinged over my shoulder if I'm doing errands. I want to be able to like fold it and put it in like a tote bag or inside the moped. So for my life, this is actually a bit of a monumental upgrade. Very excited.
Anything else? How was the spring sale? Did that go well?
Oh, yes. The sale went so good. We had a great turnout. Unfortunately, Nebraska spring was Nebraska spring. Thursday, beautiful. Friday, crazy wind. I was there that day. And all of a sudden, I like look up and the racks just like blow over to the side. And we were so busy. I think there was probably like 30 or 40 people there at that moment. And I'm just like, okay. And people were so nice. Like literally everyone came outside and is like helping me like set the racks back up. And I'm like, I think we have to bring them in. It was so weird. It like wasn't windy when I opened. And then the wind just came. And so then I stayed late on Friday night because I was like, okay, I don't even want the person on Saturday to have to deal with this. So I just rearranged the whole inside of the store and like took some stuff down to storage, like our furniture and display things so that we could do the wholesale inside Saturday and Sunday. I think outdoor events and me are just not supposed to be a thing. But of course, our neighborhood-wide spring market is supposed to be like May 17th. So we already have another outdoor event on the calendar.
Wow.
So maybe we'll get lucky next month, but so not this month.
Saturday and Sunday did end up needing to be inside. Like you didn't go through that effort for no reason.
Oh my God, it was worth the effort.
Okay, yes. Good.
Oh, yeah. Saturday was miserable. Like that was the 30-degree day with like sleeting rain.
Oh,
which
my
I'll
gosh.
Say my peak right now if we can go into it.
Yeah.
So that day I was like, I'm just going to go get my taxes done because I had to file 4 tax returns, 2 general partnerships, 1 S Corp, and then my personal. And I was like, you know what? What a better thing to do today than go get my taxes done because there's something outdoor fun to do in Omaha that day. Mm-hmm. And I called my accountant and literally someone had canceled their noon appointment, maybe because of the weather. And I got in and Jesse also goes to the same accountant. So we were like, can we both come in? And they're like, yeah, come. And so we pull up on our mopeds and our accountants are like, what are you guys doing? Are you not freezing? And we're like, yes, we're so cold. And he like went and got me his big leather jacket. And I was just like sitting in his chair, like with a fleece blanket and his jacket.
Like freezing, trying to warm up.
But it was good. Got him done. And it was just fun to like do it with Jesse. And even though it like sucked and we were freezing, we made it funny.
Yeah, it was you were living in and laughing about the circumstances. Yes.
Yeah, that was the only thing we could do.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. What was your peak of the week?
I will say, going back to Connor's birthday, again, I'm so sorry my catch-up was sporadic, but there was just no way I could piece it all together with all these crazy trips going on. Because the one company I freelance for, this is like near the end of their busy season. So once May hits, I don't think it's going to be busy at all. So I'm just kind of trying to ride the wave, do a bunch of projects with them, a bunch of trips, because I know it's about to like get quiet. So that's why my life is like not making any sense with how busy I am. But my peak was for Connor's birthday. We went to a really good restaurant. We went to Olive and Oak, and we've lived here for what, almost four years now, and had not been to this restaurant. It's one of the most famous restaurants in St. Louis. I don't know why we put it off for so long, but it's a steakhouse and we love steak, and it was delicious. We got a grass-fed family farm steak, a 32-ounce ribeye with broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and french fries. Yeah, it was just a beautiful dinner, and me and Connor got to hang out. I got a little spicy margarita, and it was a nice night. That's how we rang in 30. We are having a more proper, fun 30th celebration with his family in London at the first week of May. We're going to London.
Oh my God.
Yeah, have I said this on the podcast?
No.
Guys, my brain, I don't know what's going on, but like I like am forgetting to tell people things. Like even my friend B, when I told her, I was like, oh yeah, we're going to London. She's like, what? You're going to London? I'm like, I know. We haven't planned anything for it. That's probably why it's not at the forefront of my brain. We're going to some soccer games and we do have those tickets bought. We bought tickets for a Saturday game and a Sunday game. We're going to a Manchester Chelsea United. I think that's the name of the team. I'm so not a soccer girl.
Don't ask me.
Yeah, I'm like, I think it's a long name. I think that's the full proper name, government legal name. And then Sunday, we're going to an Arsenal game. So those tickets have been bought. So the actual only thing that Connor really is excited about is planned and accounted for. But we're going to be there Wednesday through Tuesday. And that's just 2 of the days. So I got to plan stuff for the other days. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be Connor's brother and his wife, so my sister-in-law, and his mom, and then his uncle, so his mom's brother. So there's gonna be 6 of us, and it's gonna be a little grand time.
Oh my God, that's so fun. Good for you guys for really ringing in his 30th birthday in such a good way.
I know. I was like, you have to do something. You have to do something special and fun. And he likes football. So that's what we're doing. And yeah, I think should we read everyone else's peaks?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, related to being with friends, Allie said, I made a new friend in my yoga class. We love that.
Kelsey said, hiking in Moab this weekend for our honeymoon. My gosh, Moab is magical. That sounds so special. I hope you guys had a great time.
Oh my gosh, I have to read this one. Maddie said, getting to throw my best friend a surprise engagement party and flying in college friends for it. That's literally what I'm going to tomorrow. It's exactly that. A bunch of friends are flying in from college and it's a surprise engagement party. So glad we're on the same page.
And Mia said, sending out my monthly postcards to all my long distance besties. That is iconic. Good for you for being committed and putting in the time and the intention to do that. That's really special. And I'm sure they really appreciate getting them.
As always, send your peeks on our Instagram page, Already Friends Podcast. We post that story box every Monday. Wait, really quick, back to the engagement party thing, though. I'm so glad I met up with B today because I had been knowing that I needed to figure out the find my friends location thing. Do you know about that? Like, obviously, if you share your location with someone and you're going to a surprise engagement party, you have to turn it off. And I didn't know how to turn it off. And the way that I was going to do it, B was like, no. She's going to get a notification if you do it that way. You have to do it this way. And I'm like, B, thank God I asked you this because we tested it out. We were going to do it the way because I never turn off my location. I'm not sneaky or anything. So I have nothing to hide from my friends. And I haven't really done like anything surprise like this before. And the way that I did it, it literally showed in me and her text messages like, Kara Kirkpatrick stopped sharing location with you. And she's like, no, you got to go in your settings on Find My Friends, go to the Me tab and turn it off for everybody. And then it says no location found. And it doesn't alert the person. I'm like, oh my God. Thank goodness. Because I literally would have ruined that. Not ruined it, but it just would have maybe thrown some red flags if she had saw it before tomorrow.
I did have to do that the other day, ironically, for the first time. Yeah. Because I needed alone time. And the people that knew where I was had messaged me to meet up. And I was just like, I literally can't. And I know that that's so mean. But I was like, if I turn off my location off before, they're not even going to know.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
No, I think most people do that. Like, that's a very normal thing to do. I have friends that turn theirs off all the time. And it's like on and it's off. So yeah, I think that's very valid. So if anyone needs to know, it's in the settings. It's on Find My Friends under the Me tab, bottom right hand corner.
Because it is. Like, if you just stop sharing with them and it sends the text, like, that's so sus.
I'm so dumb. Like, I just never had done that before. So thank goodness that she showed me that. Okay. But getting into today's topic, fun ideas for friendship hangs. You had a good idea. You have some rules and some good guidelines for even just getting together with friends. Do you want to jump into that first?
Yes. If you guys have listened to our How to Plan a Trip episode, maybe we should link that one in the show notes because I feel like similar energy to planning friend gatherings is similar energy to planning trips, especially with summer coming up. A lot of people take trips in the summer. But the way I approach friend gatherings is kind of similar to how I would approach planning a trip. And I think you need to consider what you want out of it. In the same way that with planning a trip, if you just say, oh, I need a trip, it's like, well, what kind? Do you want something relaxing? Do you want something fun? Are you celebrating an occasion? Are you trying to have an intimate experience with just like one to two people where you really get to know them better? Or is it more about the location or the activity with like a bigger group of people? So likewise, when you're planning these gatherings, ask yourself what like the MO of the gathering is. Do you want a handful of people? Do you want a lot of people? Are you trying to connect multiple people that you know together to expand your friend group? Are you trying to have your friends and family meet? Like, consider how inviting certain people affects the group dynamic, because it really does. And I think it affects it even more if there's a smaller group of people. Like, if you only have three people and the other two people don't really get along that well, that would be pretty awkward. But if you have 20 people at an event, it would maybe be okay because people will branch off and find someone else like-minded there and they can kind of do their own thing. But I think if you're having an intimate gathering, you need to be really cognizant about who you're inviting so that they all feel comfortable at the gathering. And then once you have the vibe decided, if it's fun, if it's relaxing, if you're connecting people, determine if there's like a dress code, because sometimes I'm totally down for socializing, but I don't want to get dressed up. And I find this to be the case more often on Fridays. If I've had a really long work week and or particularly a long Friday, sometimes I'm so down to meet up with a friend, but in a very low-key way, like PJs at each other's house or just something low-key that doesn't require me to like get ready. But then on Saturdays, I find myself more likely to want to like get dressed up and do the thing because I have the whole Saturday. I can run errands, I can do an everything shower, I can get ready, I can take my time. And so I don't know if everyone is like that, probably not, but for my personal schedule, I find on Friday evenings, I want something more chill. And then on Saturday nights, I'm more down for like a coordinated bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely establishing a why. Not only will, like you said, that give some direction to the dress code, what people can expect. I feel like having a why always increases the likelihood of a better turnout because it gives people a reason to get together instead of just saying, oh, I'm going to have some people over, hang out, do a wine night. I mean, honestly, even having a wine night, that is a good why. Like, even just to say you're going to drink wine, I feel like that it can help build the vision in someone's head of what the night's going to look like. And then in turn, ensure that they come and get a better turnout.
Yeah, 100%. And then when there's a theme or someone kind of has an idea of what's going on, they have a better idea of how they can participate. Because going into some good general hospitality considerations, if someone else is hosting, then I think it's polite as a guest to bring something. And if you know what the theme is, then you can bring something appropriately, whether it's at their house or whether it's offsite. Or whether there's a specific theme that you could bring a meal or a snack for that ties into that. I think that that kind of helps narrow it down. And you had some nice thoughts about ideas of something to bring besides just beverages and snacks that are more unique.
Yes, I am with you. I think it is nice to bring something because even as someone going over to someone's house, sometimes it does feel awkward coming empty-handed. And now that I've been hosting a lot over the last year, I have accumulated so many bottles of wine. So my hot take for this episode is think outside the box. It doesn't always have to be a bottle of wine that you bring to someone's house. And if anything, this is going to save you money because a lot of these ideas that I have for things other than a bottle of wine are a lot cheaper. But they also show that same act of kindness, that same gesture of appreciation for the person that's hosting. You could bring a little bundle of fresh flowers. You could bring some herbs, maybe if you have a little basil plant in your house, or honestly, even going to the store and just getting a little bundle of herbs, but maybe take it out of the packaging and put some twine around it or something. A cute bar of soap. We have a little soap store down the street that does really cute mini bars of soap. They're $5. Like, that's way cheaper than a bottle of wine, but kind of cuter, honestly. You can do a nice chocolate bar. Hugh Chocolate is a great brand.
Yes, again, snaps any of these, for Hugh.
Yeah, Hugh's great. It's like, it looks so nice good. And it's mm-hmm. delicious, and it has no lecithin or any of those fillers. Again, just put a little ribbon on it, like a tie a bow on it with twine. I feel like just having a spool of twine or a spool of ribbon at your house at all times, just to put, literally add a bow to anything. And I feel like that makes it look nice. But again, as someone who is just, I have probably legitimately 20 bottles of wine in my house. Me and Connor do not drink wine really ever. So if you're coming over to my house, just know I will accept any of those. Also, if the hang is more casual, like a sweatshirt, sweatpant hang, I feel like after the first time, if it is just you and friends getting together super casually, I feel like then it's okay to stop bringing things as much.
Yeah, I agree. I think the more you know someone and the more comfortable you are with them, and that would probably increase the amount of times you're hanging out, mm-hmm. then you don't always need to bring something. I think in those instances, it's more like, hey, I'm on my way. Do you want me to stop and grab anything? Like,
yes.
Do you want a coffee? Do you want a matcha? Or like, oh, we're staying in. Like, should I grab a dessert or pizza? Like that type of thing. And you're, because then you're kind of hosting together.
Wait, yes. Even just offering and sending that text, that is such a great tip. Because sometimes I'm like, please don't bring anything. Because like, I actually, you know, do have enough stuff or don't want any bottles of wine or anything. But also then it offers up, oh, wait, actually, yes, we do need ice. Oh, we need a pack of water or something like that. I have utilized those text messages at certain times. So I really, really like that tip of just asking. But you also put a few more little gifts down as well.
Yes, I also think Palo Santo or incense or a little candle could be mm-hmm. nice, or an intentional mindful dessert. I don't think you always have to go crazy and get like a whole cake or a gallon of ice cream or something like that. But if there was a specialty dessert shop in your area, or even some grocery stores will have elevated desserts in their bakery. A few weeks ago, one of my friends was cooking and I know that she eats vegan. So I went to this vegan, it's like an ice cream dessert little shop. It's so cute. And I picked out a few different bite things and put them all in one box. And then we just nibbled on them after we ate. Then it didn't have to, because I know she's health conscious and I also don't want to be eating like a bunch of junk after we have this nice healthy meal. But it was sweet and savory and just hit the spot after we ate. So I thought that was a nice little touch.
Has it ever felt like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, but your energy still crashes or your mood swings hit out of nowhere? I know I have, and what I've learned is that a lot of these issues are tied to hormonal imbalances. That's where Happy Mammoth comes in, today's sponsor. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy, just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life. And the best part, after taking this quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. I took the hormone quiz myself, and it gave me some personalized insights into what might be happening with my hormones and how I can feel better. One of the recommendations I got was taking Hormone Harmony, which helps with bloating, chronic fatigue, weight gain, mood swings, and more. And it's an herbal formula that fine-tunes the hormonal system. It doesn't just help with progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, but it also helps with stress hormones such as cortisol, which is a huge troublemaker that can contribute to weight gain, fatigue, and many other things. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It's become such an essential part of many women's daily routines with over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. In fact, a survey found that 86% of women lost weight and 77% saw an improved mood, while 100% said they felt like themselves again. If you're ready to start feeling like yourself again, head to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone harmony quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with our code AlreadyFriends at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code AlreadyFriends for 15% off today.
We're shipping Easter gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes, my gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send gift baskets?
For sure.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think nice gourmet little foods always under, can be under $10, under $20 for sure. It's always a hit when I bring a loaf of sourdough bread. There's a bakery down the street from us. And we've gone to very nice dinner parties with like very bougie people. And I'll bring them literally an $8 loaf of sourdough bread and they love it. Like we get texts a couple days after, the bread was so delicious. Thank you so much. So when in doubt, bring fresh bread or bring a little chocolate bar.
And with the fresh bread, if you really wanted to go the extra mile, a nice cheese or a nice jam with it.
Ooh. Like,
even by itself, oh, like a fancy jam. The containers can be so cute and you can use them forever. And if, I guess if you eat dairy, like a nice cheese, I feel like is also elevated, even if it's only like $5, $6, $7.
Yeah, there's just something about the thought of these. Like I'm even thinking I could have brought the Super Bowl probably a $50 bottle of wine, but I genuinely think the sourdough bread went further in their minds for some reason. So it kind of stands out and it feels like a very fancy, elevated gift when it doesn't monetarily have to be.
I think because it shows you thought about it, like the default is bringing like a 6-pack of beer or a bottle of wine. I feel like that's like the standard and it doesn't take that much thought. It's still really nice. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't take that much creativity to just like run into the store and grab it on your way versus if you went and got a fresh loaf of bread or Palo Santo or some chocolate. It was like you had to kind of think how you wanted to put it together. And if you wrap it a little bit, it does just show that a little bit extra layer of effort.
That's so true. Okay, we have a few more housekeeping rules that you wrote down. Do you want to go into those?
Yes, sure. If someone else cooks, I think you should help clean up. Some people might be offended or might not want you to. I think it could be appropriate to ask, like, but I think the majority of people would appreciate if everyone helped clean up a little bit. They might kind of say like, oh, it's okay. But if you start doing it and they don't stop you, I think you kind of have a green light. Yeah. Would you 100%. Agree or disagree?
Oh, yes. And I think the one that you get backlash from kind of would be maybe starting to do the dishes. But I think you'll never have someone stop you if you just start picking up trash, like picking up beer bottles or picking up plates and just even putting them in the sink or throwing them in the trash can. That always, like, I'm always so happy when someone does that if I have people over. But yeah, I could see someone not wanting you to do the dishes. But I feel like even just like wiping up crumbs and stuff, no one's going to be mad at you for that. That's really nice, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And taking the plates and the cups from wherever you ate mm-hmm. into the kitchen is even like a nice extra step.
Yes.
Before you even get to the gathering, I think you should notify the host if you're going to be running late or you need to leave early. That way they know it was your intention before you even arrived and it wasn't like personal that you got there and you weren't enjoying your time. So you're like, oh, I gotta head out. I think it's just polite to let them know ahead of time so that they can plan accordingly. And also ask if it's appropriate if you can bring a guest or a pet, because I love bringing Peaches everywhere, but I know not everyone wants a dog coming over. Or sometimes it's like you're encouraged to bring a guest. It's like, oh, the more the merrier. We want to get everyone together. And sometimes people, I don't know, want an intimate or a certain number so that they can prepare accordingly, like a table setting or the amount of food and drinks or whatever. And then when you get there, I think you should ask about taking your shoes off. Maybe I'm weird, but I just don't love shoes in the house.
Yeah, I have to clarify. Is this a shoes on house or shoes off house?
Yeah.
There's two different types of houses.
There is. And I think as a host, when your guests are coming, I think it's nice if you go greet them at the door and you can help them by just saying like, oh, okay, you can leave your shoes here. I'll take your coat and purse or your bag or whatever. We'll put it over here. Bathroom's down the hallway. You go over to where everyone's at. Hey, everyone, you know, this is Kara. Kara, this is Clay, however you do it. But I think that if you're a proactive host and you can answer those questions before they're even asked in a polite way, I think that's a good sign of a good host.
Yeah, that's so normal, too. And if you were someone who did care about people putting their shoes or leaving their shoes on, doing all that, perfect way to direct them to taking them off.
Same. Do you have any others along the lines like that as you've been hosting?
And just one to throw even in there as well, if ask if they want a water or something. I feel like that's a good one in that little checklist, that order of things. Here, put your coat here, put your purse here. Do you want a water or anything? That's one that I like to throw in there as well.
Yeah, and showing them where like the refreshment area is. If you need anything else, help yourself, make yourself at home. Those type of comments, I think, go a long way with people. And if you really want to go above and beyond, either the day before the gathering or like the day of, sending a thoughtful reminder like, oh, I'm so looking forward to seeing you. Here's the address. Here's the time. You can park here or here. And that way the person has some reassurance that you are looking forward to seeing them and that you're like still on for the gathering. And that way if someone, especially if you're new in your friendship or they're new to meeting that group of people, they do feel like, okay, yes, I should go. This person wants me there. Because sometimes people can get in their head and being like, I don't know, maybe I should bail or maybe they don't actually care if I go. And I think that that reminder follow-up before helps reassure some, you know, nerves that someone could be having.
That is very true. That's very nice. Another thought I just had of another good reason to have a why. I feel like having a why can also time the night or the evening, afternoon very well so that things don't go too long or it's too short. I feel like having activity or just like a reason that you're all together helps with the timing of getting together. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally agree. Because then if there's a game or an activity or a theme, it's like, oh, once we do this and it's over, you can go ahead and go home.
Yeah.
Because I think people kind of like to know, like, is this a 2-hour thing? Is this a 4-hour thing? Like, do I need to stop home after work and let my dog out first? Or are we only going to be meeting for 2 hours? Or like, are we eating at this? Or should I make dinner plans for after with another friend? Mm-hmm. Then people just, I don't think people really care how long it is or what's going on as much as just wanting to know beforehand so that they can plan accordingly, because we all have busy lives. Or like, okay, let's say they have to plug their meter. Or like, am I plugging this thing for an hour, 3 hours? Like, I don't know, there's a lot of considerations. And I think it's just respectful to everyone if there's a time frame. And then people don't have to feel like, oh, I'm leaving early. It's like, oh, no, you're leaving just on time. Go right ahead.
Yeah. And a pro tip, if you're the host and maybe you're an introvert and your battery, your social battery isn't as long as other people, give an out for yourself at the beginning or even in the middle of the night, just make sure you have like an end goal in mind and just give an excuse. Be like, okay, guys, I have a really early workout class in the morning. If we want to kind of wrap up, I don't know, just try to give yourself an out, because I feel like I have friends that are like that. And then they'll just like abruptly end the night, which I don't care because I love them. I know them. But I'm like, it might be better if you just voice that to everyone. Oh, I have an early call in the morning. If we can be done by 9. I don't know how you word it nicely, but giving yourself an out so that people know not to linger too long is good.
Last year, one of my friends was hosting a gathering on a Sunday, and I know that she's like a Sunday reset type of person. And so this brunch thing was maybe at like 10 a.m. And in the invite text, I love it. She was like, and by noon, I need you all out the door. Yeah. I want my house to myself after noon. So please carry on. If you come after 10 a.m., I still would like you to leave by noon. And I'm like, honestly, love that. Thank you. Because it's hard to get people out of your house sometimes. It's different if you're like off site at a restaurant or a park or something, because then if you want to leave, you can just leave. But if everyone's at your house and they're like not leaving, it can be hard to be like, how do I get them to leave? Especially if it's not at night. If you're going to bed, you can always say you're going to bed. But if it's a brunch thing or an afternoon thing, it can be hard to set that boundary. And I think it's important to do it beforehand. So then people just know, because maybe they thought like, oh, it's Sunday, you don't have anything going on, we're just vibing. And you're like, no, I want you to leave.
Okay, I'm just going to out myself, like low key. This is one of my life hacks of all time. Like, I do this for everything. Like, I always give myself an out, or like if I need an end time for something, like I just say it from the beginning. If I get coffee with someone, I'll like typically be like, okay, I have a call at 10:30, so this can't go longer than 2 hours, or it can't go longer than an hour and a half, just because sometimes things do linger a little too long. So I'm really outing myself here. If you ever get coffee with me, I'm sorry. But sometimes I do be like, okay, I have a call at 1:30. And I always do. Like, I'm not lying. Like, I do. Like, I literally hung out with my friend B today, and I was like, okay, I have a call at 1:30, so we have 2 hours. Because then, I don't know, then it just sets expectations for everybody.
And I think it allows you to maximize the time together. Same when I was in Omaha last week, I went and got lunch with a friend, but I scheduled the red light therapy at like 2. So I was like, okay, we're going to get there at like noon. It'll take me 15 minutes to get over there. So I'm not going to feel like we're rushed, but I very well know if I didn't have that, we'd be sitting there all day.
Exactly. Which I love. Like, obviously, but not always. Like, sometimes I'm meeting someone for coffee. I don't want to sit there all day. Like, I don't know you. We're just like networking or connecting. So I think having an hour time limit, especially when you don't know the person, it's like a first meeting, is so great. Like, it's truly my best life hack. Like, okay, I have a call at 11:30. Thanks for meeting me at 10. I'll probably have to bounce by 11 if that works for you. Like, honestly,
and I think it
pro tip
encourages them to be on time too, or just know, like, if they're late, like, okay, I still have to leave at this time. Like, it's fine if you're late.
Yeah, but exactly.
Our window is going to get smaller.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, I've just outed myself, everybody. But I think, again, if you know your social battery and it's going to run out, I love that your friend said that in the text. Like, be out of my house at noon. I think everyone likes that. Like,
no.
You know what? Now we have a plan. Now we know what's going on. It's perfect.
And I don't know if she said that to every person, but I knew since she said that to me, because I would like help her. And when it was starting to get close to that time, I'm like, okay, I'm helping her clean up. I'm trying to encourage other guests to start to mosey out, because I'm like, I know that she wants her house back.
Yeah.
So yeah. No. Anyway, okay. That was fun. And I think that was a very important part of this conversation, because even if you have a great idea for a gathering, if the vibes are off or you come off disrespectful or not warm and welcoming, then like, it doesn't really matter how cool the theme was or how delicious the meal was if you're not like, if the vibes aren't there.
Yeah. With that being said, what is one of the ideas on your list?
Okay, this is top of mind for me right now, because when I was back in Omaha last week, my dad coordinated me and my siblings and his wife to go to bingo night. And my family is a big bingo family. We've been going at the VFW for my entire life. But now in Omaha, we found a place. It's called Blondo Bingo. This place is legit. They have it 4 nights a week. And the grand prize for Blackout Bingo is $1,000.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy. Yeah. Like, and each round is $60 or $120, depending on if it's single or double bingo. So you're going to win some money. And it reminded me of when I was a kid, my mom and her friends did Bunko. I don't know if anyone under the age of 30 here knows what Bunko is. This was like the rage in the 90s and the early 2000s. Women would get together. Maybe it's not like this everywhere, but this is how it was in our community. The dads would all go to one house with the kids, and then the wives, and the moms would go to another house. And the aesthetic was very kitschy, like neon feather boas, crazy colored glasses. It was like a whole moment, I guess, for Bunko Night. I'm not sure if anyone really cared about playing Bunko or not, but it's like a dice game, I think. If this sounds interesting to you, you guys can look it up on Google for the rules and whatever. Or if you had a game that you and your friends liked, you could just get really into that game. And then they did it like every month. And especially for people who do have kids or pets, I think like that coordinated effort where all the kids can go to one house is like the best of both worlds for everyone, because then no one needs to get a sitter. Like all the kids are. And as a kid, I loved it because we got to hang out with all those other kids with the dads, and the dads, you know, are usually a little bit more flexible on the rules. So we would get to stay up late and, you know, have snacks and whatever. But Bingo and Bunko, fun time. It's silly. They're very non-serious games. So I feel like it allows you to talk and multitask without, you know, some games, it's like, there's too many rules. Like, I don't need to be, yeah. I don't want to be taught that much about the game. I'm like, I'm just here for, like, I don't know, the people and the activity, not competition.
Yeah. And if you're learning about it, you're not going to win the first time you play. So it's like you're guaranteed to lose that night if you don't know how to play and if you're learning. I think that's really fun. Okay. One for me, very related to this. I did this with me and Connor and then one of his really good friends that was a groomsman in our wedding and his wife. It was a murder mystery kit where it just came in a binder. And you basically do like a murder mystery, solve this puzzle thing with just these papers and this binder. So it's a very low effort, but it was really fun. You can buy these kits on Amazon. I think you can buy them at Target, Walmart, all these places. But the one she got was on Amazon. But it was basically just a 2 to 3 hour activity. And it just had all these different papers and it kind of led you along the way. But you had to figure out who killed this girl or whatever. And there was all these different stories and newspaper clippings and articles. And you had to dig through the newspaper clippings and figure out what the police were missing and stuff. And it was very fun. I think it was literally $10 off Amazon. But that was such a little easy evening activity on a Saturday night. And then we just hung out in the basement and did it. And then when it was done, we played like one more card game and then left. But I thought that was very fun. There's also apps that do very similar. If you want to do like a proper murder mystery, there's little websites that do it for like $15 where you can have 6 to 12 friends. And one person does have to be the host and read the directions and stuff. But anything murder mystery where you use your brain and kind of figure out kind of like Clue, I think that's really fun.
I loved Clue.
Yeah, Clue's fun.
I saw you put clothing swap, and this is related to that, if we want to talk about those. I love doing a clothing swap idea, and then adjacent to that, a mending party where if someone in the group knew how to sew, you could sew small things, hemming or add a button. If that's too complicated, even dyeing clothes, especially whites, like I think we all probably have a pile of white clothes that have a coffee stain or something on it. You can just use Rit dye and dye a batch of white clothing. Like I think the brown Rit dye turns out really well. It makes it like a soft washed brown, kind of a creamy color, depending how long you leave it in. And then you can't even see the stain. And then you have a cute item still that feels new to your closet. And I feel like those are the type of things that we put in the side of our closet or something, or we just end up donating because we never get to it because it's like a whole thing. But if you're doing it with your friends, you might actually follow through with cutting off those jeans into shorts for the summer, or cropping some t-shirts or hoodies, or fixing that button, dyeing some stained clothes. That could be kind of fun, especially if someone has a garage or yard where you don't have to worry about a mess or ruining anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that idea. Even doing a tie-dye t-shirt day. Why not? Mm-hmm. We used to do that in elementary school. That was always so fun. During COVID, everyone was tie-dyeing stuff again. I tie-dyed some stuff. That was really fun to channel that inner child.
Totally. And you should talk about the clothing swap one because I think that's so cute.
I know. I think that's, I have not done this one, but I forget that those exist. And I think that's really fun. And when I had my clothing sale with my 3 other friends a couple months ago, we all were joking, like, why didn't we do a clothing swap first? Because we all just wanted everything in each other's closets. We're like, dang it. We should have done Friday night, we clothing swap. And then Saturday, we sell everything else that we didn't swap between each other. But my friend B, who again I was just with, and she was kind of helping me with this list, she's done one where people just brought things that they don't want anymore. So not even just related to clothes, but just anything that you don't want anymore that you still think is useful. Like for me, I have so many candles. I could probably do a swap where I bring some candles that I'm literally never going to burn because I have way too many. Or even just PR. I feel like
I was just going to say that.
Like, yeah.
So many like beauty products.
Yeah. Now my new fun thing with my PR is, well, I've donated a lot. I have a local organization here that I will give some of my PR to. But if I don't do that, my new thing is that I have a treasure box at my house. And whenever my friends come over, I let them pick something out of the treasure box. And it's funny because it just reminds me of elementary school. But that's my new thing, my PR.
Oh, I love that. That's so fun.
I feel like a little teacher. I'm like, okay. When Hania was here, I'm like, okay, it's your birthday soon. So you get to pick out three things. Not actually. I let her pick as many things as she wanted. But I'm like, you get extra stuff out of the treasure box. I literally filmed it. I do need to make a video about it still. When you said you're behind on content, I relate. I'm so behind on everything. But that's my new thing with my PR.
I love that. They're like, how about we do the night at Kara's house so we can all pick from the treasure box?
I know. I literally, when I have people come over, I have the treasure box sitting in the corner. I'm like, guys, take stuff, please. It's very fun. I feel very lucky that I get to give people stuff.
Well, my next one is a stargazing night. In high school, there was this guy that I thought was so cute, and he lived in a small town that was close to Omaha, and our first date was a stargazing night. He just brought a bunch of pillows and blankets, and we like drove out in his truck to the countryside, like on a dirt road, and he just kind of parked on the side of the road, and we put everything in the pickup bed, and it was so calming and like relaxing, and then we could really get to know each other because you're just looking up, so you can still talk, bring a speaker, snacks if you want to, and it's so romantic. And my 30th birthday in October, me, Jesse, and Jesse went out and saw the Northern Lights. That was really convenient. But I love looking at the stars. There's something about it. I look at them here literally every night. I feel so lucky in Tulum that I can just see them from my own apartment. But if you're in a city, obviously you kind of have to really get the full experience of the zen and the darkness. I think you got to go out of the city a little bit. And even removing yourself from the stimulation and the lights and everything, I feel like allows your nervous system to relax, which can deepen that intimacy and vulnerability, being somewhere where there's like no distractions and you're just there with the quiet and each other. It's very, yeah, romantic and wholesome.
So cute. Somewhat related to this one, having an outdoor movie night. I have seen this on TikTok and on Instagram. A gal that we both really like, her name's Talia. She's from Kansas City. I feel like you've been following her for forever. I feel like I've followed her for forever. She did a really cute one that I'll link in the show notes. But just getting a projector, having some candy, a little cute popcorn setup, getting your friends together and watching a movie outside, and just like a really fun weekend activity. Another cool way you could do this is having different snacks or foods that are in the movie so that when they come on screen, you bring them out. I have also seen that on TikTok and think it's so funny and cute. I'm trying to think what movie it was, but I mean, of course, you could think like Ratatouille, like have some Ratatouille. So when they're eating Ratatouille, it comes out, or having cheese when the little rats have the cheese, or just different things. There's so many templates online for different movies and what snacks are at what time period. So you can time it out, or even if it's they're drinking champagne in a different scene, bringing out champagne. And you could even assign different people that are coming the different snacks so that like those people can like bring it out when that part of the movie comes on.
I love that. I think that's my favorite suggestion that you've made so far.
Yeah, I know. I want to do that one. We have an outdoor projector. We have a big screen. We have a backyard. So it's only a matter of time until I'll do that one. And I'm all about assigning people things. There's another one I guess I can say right now really quick too, related to that. Having a color party where it's a three-course meal. Not even a three-course meal, but you bring three things and everyone gets a different color. This is actually from McKenna. McKenna went to one of these for New Year's out in the Netherlands. I think their color was like blue or purple, but everyone brought one drink that was their color. So they brought a purple drink. Everyone brought one appetizer that incorporated their color. And then everyone brought one main dish. So someone had green and maybe they brought, and they brought a dessert. Okay, so I guess it was four things. But they maybe brought like creme brulee with fresh mint on top if they had green. Or they brought asparagus as like the side dish. Different dishes around your color. And then the whole spread is just so beautiful and colorful. But it's fun to kind of test your creativity with a different color. But I'm all about assigning people things, like giving people a certain color or task.
I think that all could tie in really well with holidays too.
Mm-hmm.
The This is so dumb, but I'm immediately thinking of Elf because he's eating all of those different things, like when he was having spaghetti with like maple syrup. Yeah. But with Easter coming up and Mother's Day and the 4th of July, I think you could incorporate that concept of having people assigned to some aspect of either whether it's a movie or that part of the holiday. I need to wordsmith it. I need to put some thoughts into it. Easter. But I feel like with holidays, there's a spin.
Yeah, Easter pastel colors. You could do a color party with pinks. Your color's light yellow. You have light blue. I feel like that could be a thing.
It'd be so pretty. Yeah,
4th of July, for sure.
Like two summers ago, me, Jesse, and Liv did that lemon soiree.
Ooh.
And we just built the entire brunch around lemons.
Yeah.
So the whole, all the foods were like lemon themed. The drinks were lemon. The tablecloth was lemon. I feel like there's a lot of fruits or foods or a color that you could full send it on.
1000%.
Another one, especially with this time of year, if you're listening in spring, is doing like a plant repotting or propagation night. Repotting, I think, depending on how many people you have, that could be a little complicated if you have a ton of plants. But if you're just doing a couple, it could be fun. You could still fit them in your backseat. Then the host has the soil and maybe you guys even have extra pots. You could swap pot sizes if needed. But if you did a propagation night, I think it could be so cute if everyone had a big plant that they were willing to propagate and then you brought it and then you made little clippings for everyone to take home. So then you would get to take home like however many people were there, say like five different little plants. So then you could have a variety and that would be still really easy to transport because it would be so small still.
I have no green thumb. Can you give some examples of a plant that you would do that with?
Yeah, like a philodendron. Those are the ones that spew out and they get really, really long. They're usually like on top of a fridge or a high shelf and they're just wrapping around everything in your house. I had one in my old apartment in Omaha. I propagated that thing literally every spring. You couldn't kill a philodendron. I feel like if you tried, they just, unless you put it by a heater, I will say that's like the one way in my experience, but they're so easy to propagate. We even were doing it today. Me and my assistant up on the roof, we were cleaning out, actually I should say she was cleaning out the flower beds. I was down in the kitchen and she brought one down. We were like, yeah, we need to propagate it because then we could have more plants inside. And it's such a hack. Like, because now from that philodendron that I had once, it was from my grandpa's funeral like 10 years ago, maybe even longer. Now I've literally made like probably upwards of 50 plants from that thing because I've like given them to people, had them at the shop, sold some, gifted some, given them for Mother's Day, have probably 15 at my mom's house still.
Wow, that's really cool.
And even worst case, if someone bought one, you could still do it. They're very affordable plants.
Yeah, like someone buys it and then you guys split it, share the cost because you're propagating it.
Yeah.
That's really cute. Okay, related to this one, and it kind of ties in back to what you were saying about the colors and the different holidays, getting together for obscure holidays, I think is really funny. And when you were saying that, I was thinking of May Day, which is, I think it's the first day of May, which is all about fresh flowers and seeds. And you could do everyone bring a pack of seeds and then we can all share and divvy up the seeds. Or you do the propagating thing on May Day. You could get together for Groundhog's Day. My friends did that this February, which sadly I had a housewarming party that same night, but they had a Groundhog's Day party and they got everyone together to see what the groundhog was going to say. And then they like cheered and celebrated and had a groundhog cake and people wore hats and stuff. I don't know. It was really, really cute. Some other random holidays, you get together for President's Day. Maybe people bring a fun fact about their favorite president or you dress up as presidents. I don't know. Again, you can interpret however you'd like. Any of the full moons, solstices. What are some other obscure holidays? I was trying to think off the top of my head.
I know, I was going to pull up. I made a post on Lemonade, non-holiday holidays
okay.
to celebrate A to Z. And I like listed them all out. I'll link it in the show notes for you guys. But I made a whole list for the calendar year of those different, like National Coffee Day or National Pumpkin Pie Day. Because there's a lot, like literally every single day there's something.
Wait, yeah, that's really fun. So any obscure holiday, again, I love a theme, so I'm here for it.
Equally as obnoxious, you could do pet birthdays. We've talked about this a few times. Again, all credit to Jesse for the original banjo cat birthday. And now we need to celebrate Peach's birthday this year. But I feel like that's a funny reason to get behind. If you also acknowledge that it's being dramatic in that it's like just to be funny, because I feel like that's something if you didn't know the person really well, you could be like, wait, are they serious? Like, do it. And it's like, no, it's supposed to be a joke.
Yeah.
Like, it, we're it's okay if you miss the cat's birthday or the dog or whatever. Like, this is fully just an excuse to get together. Obviously, the animal is not aware. Maybe.
Probably.
But
Peaches would be.
Peaches might
Wait,
be.
Wait, stop, Jinx.
That's so funny. Peaches literally would be. She's like, actually, I am counting down the days. It's 1 month and a day from today. Thank you. Cinco de Mayo.
Oh.
But yeah, pet birthdays.
No, it's so fun. I still love all the photos from Banjo, Jesse's cat's birthday party. And I thought that was so, so fun.
Oh my God. Last thing I have to say on it, everyone brought gifts and like cat toys and stuff, but someone brought like a tiny little mini Banjo inside a case. It was so cute. And now it sits by his food bowl, like on the top of it.
Stop. That's adorable. That's a personalized gift. Again, back to the, you don't spend a lot of money to make an impact. You just show that you thought about it.
Yeah, like, where does one get a mini Banjo?
I don't know, but it could have been like $2 at the dollar store. But just the thought.
True, and
that
here we are talking about it.
It was so personalized like that. Like, that is the best gift by far.
True.
Okay, another one that I saw my friends in LA, they did a Go Deeper night, which, okay, this one I do really like, but I feel like just with certain friend groups or things being embarrassing or cringy in the US, just I feel like that's our culture. This one, it would be kind of harder. I don't know how to word it or how to get people together, but genuinely just one of those nights where you get people together and you do the we're not really strangers deck, or you do some of the deeper questions. Maybe you can incorporate it with a dinner party, but we've talked about this on the show. You get so much closer with people when you answer and talk about those deeper questions. And maybe you just do need a more specific night where it's a go deeper night and you just get together with people to get to know each other on a much larger scale. I even had one of my friends last week I was with, she said she had listened to the podcast and she found that Instagram page Flamingo Talks, and her friends did that all night and they were together until like 2 a.m. doing it. So people crave that connection. So maybe it is just you say we're doing a go deeper night. Put your vulnerable hat on. Come over and we're going to cry or laugh and get to know each other better.
Yeah, I love that. And I agree. I had wrote down backyard bonfire with those card games. I think a bonfire or a hot tub are two circular settings that this could go well for, because I feel like if you're playing a card game, if you're sitting in a circle, like the card question game, that's good because everyone can see each other. And if there's something in the middle, like a bonfire, then that's nice. You're around it. Mm-hmm. It's very cozy. Or if you're in a hot tub, then it's good because you're not distracted by your phone or other things. Maybe even sitting on a trampoline if you have one. I feel like so many of my childhood memories were like us on the trampoline in the backyard.
Oh my God. Why do I love that? Like, why am I about to go buy a trampoline right now? That's such a good idea. And the bonfire and the hot tub. I love that thought. You're so right. Some of my most deep conversations have been in a hot tub and I didn't piece that together. And it probably is because we didn't have our phones. So true.
There we go. I love that we joined that one together.
It's always great to get people together to do productive things. And again, B gave me this idea. Her and her friends get together every single month to do their monthly phone lock screen vision board. And she showed me her one for April. And I think that's a really fun, productive night. Of course, at the beginning of the year, people host vision board parties. But why has it got to stop with New Year's? Get together quarterly, if not monthly, and refresh those vision boards. Keep updating those visions and those goals.
I agree. And I love that one so much. Liz and I just did our mind movies in February, I guess that was, by the time we did it. And I agree, because the more frequently you do your vision board, the faster things come through. Because I had made one in like October, and I told you guys in our vision setting episode, I'm like, my life is already that vision board. Like, I already need to make new things. And if you're thinking about it more often and then setting more goals and having reminders, of course, those things are going to come through faster and quicker. And opportunities are going to open up. So I love that idea of increasing the frequency rather than it being, oh, once a year, okay, now forget about it. It's like, let's revisit. And maybe each time you don't have to fully redo your vision board, but if you obtain something or get something, then you could take that off, leave what's still to be accomplished or to receive or whatever, and then invite new things in.
Absolutely. Okay, what's one of your final wrapping up ones?
My final wrapping up one would be a picnic in the park. or on the beach. Love a picnic. I think they are so wholesome and they also take the pressure off of anyone having to host. And picnics can be very budget friendly because if everyone just brings their own blanket, food and beverages, and you're just like, hey, let's meet for sunset, come around whatever time it is, depending on the time of year, or if it's the afternoon, then there's also less pressure around what to wear, how long to stay. Because if you just bring your own book and your own snacks and a speaker, whatever, you can stay for an hour. You can stay for 2 hours. If you're enjoying it and other people leave, people can come and go. You can bring your pets because it's a park or the beach. You're not going to someone's house, weather permitting, of course. But I just love picnics so much.
Yeah, who doesn't love a picnic? And being outside and having an excuse just lounge around people. I couldn't agree more. No notes.
Picnic might be one that could be good for the question game too, because you could also be in a circle. But yeah, that's all I've got for now.
I love that so much. Well, thank you guys for being here. We hope you got some new ideas and can envision a future friend night together with any of these ideas that we shared.
And if you need advice on how to make new friends or to maintain your current friends, we did a friendship series quite a while ago. It was a 3 or 4 episode series. We'll link that in the show notes as well, because I feel like there's a lot of tie-ins.
Bye.
To do how to go about it, how to be a good friend, that could build off of today's episode as well if you want to keep hanging out with us.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you guys for being here and for listening to another episode of Already Friends.
We'll catch you next week.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.